This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares about life in the Holy Land.
Last winter, I spent a week traveling through the former Soviet Union, meeting forgotten Jews who are in desperate need. The living conditions I found were appalling. Upon my arrival, I immediately went to go visit Holocaust survivors. Many of them were the sole survivors from once Jewish towns that were thriving before the Nazis' reigns of terror. Standing in the silent and near-deserted Jewish villages, I imagined how it had been years ago, with thousands of Jews filling the streets, synagogues, and schools, studying Torah and joyfully worshiping God. All that is left today are the mass graves dug by the Nazis and the desperate pleas of the scattered survivors. I will never forget a young mother I met named Zina. She lives in a tiny single-room house with an old bed and a small cupboard which, when I was there, had only 3 pieces of stale bread in it. There's no heat, and her children cough constantly through the unbearable Russian winter. But thanks to the Fellowship's Isaiah 58 program, the food that Zina and her family receive weekly is keeping them alive. It was clear to me that the work of the Fellowship is truly rebuilding the community that was devastated in the Holocaust. The next generation of Jews in the former Soviet Union will have hope for the future thanks to Christians and Jews in America and Canada. Together, with God's help, we are enabling these ancient Jewish communities that were nearly destroyed to bloom again. With prayers for peace, I'm Yael Eckstein.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.